Welcome to the My Money Podcast number 22 from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Bryan, editor of Help Me to Save, where you'll find money tips to help you enjoy a rich life. In this edition of the My Money Podcast, I'm going to talk about cashback credit cards in the UK. Now, cashback credit cards are really only worth looking into if you pay off your full credit card balance every month. That means if you spend £200 a month, you pay off the full amount. The easiest way to pay off the full balance of your credit card is to set up a direct debit, which is for a variable amount, so it will pay whatever you have spent that month. Why I'm stressing this is that in looking at cashback cards to use, I'm looking for the highest cashback I can get. Now, obviously, if you're going to have to pay interest on your credit card balance, you have to look for the lowest interest rate. No point in getting a great cashback if the interest rate's a few percent higher than on another card. As an example, if I pay 20% interest on a card that gives me 1% cash back and I don't pay off my full balance, I'd be much better off not bothering with a cashback card and going for a card that was 17 or 18% interest. I'd save much more money this way. So this is why I'm stressing it so much, just to emphasise that you have to look at what the interest rate is as well as the cash back, unless, like me, you're paying off the full balance every month. Now, I'm a real advocate of paying off your full balance every month, because then you're not going to end up in debt and having to pay a lot. And also, if you use your credit card just to buy things that you would buy anyway, not to buy things that you can't really afford, this is really the secret of it. Only use it for things you would buy anyway, filling your car, supermarket shopping, paying for the travel you would do anyway. Don't be tempted to buy extra things that aren't in your budget because you can pay for them by credit card. So if you've taken that on board, then you can start looking for the best cash back, because I love getting cash back for spending I would do anyway. However, like most things in personal finance, it's never that straightforward, because some cards have great cash back, maybe just for the first 2 or 3 months. I generally avoid them. I can't be bothered with it, because the other thing you have to watch out for is it can affect your credit score if you're forever applying for credit cards, and it's just the hassle as well. So I tend to avoid cards that give a big cash back for the first 3 months. I think American Express does that quite a lot. Perhaps, you know, if you're going to have a big spend and you can get a big credit card limit, it is worth your while. But because I'm mainly talking about everyday spending for myself, I'm inclined to go for a card that just has a longer payback period. Although, of course, terms and conditions can change. They can suddenly be withdrawn, so you can't really cover yourself for that. Now, I was getting a bit thinking my cash back wasn't really that great, because until recently I've been using my Halifax Clarity card as my main cash back card. Now, if you have a Halifax Reward current account, you can get, it's an equivalent of about 1.67%, a £5 net bonus a month if you spend £300 on your Halifax Clarity card, but only if you have a Reward current account with them. I've got the Reward current account, so I qualify for that. Now, again, with it, if you're going to spend more than £300 in the month, it's not worth spending on that, because that's the maximum cash back. You'll get £5. So I need to have a backup card to switch to once I get to my £300 spend. So at the moment I've been using a Barclay card. It used to be an Egg card, which I was quite happy with, but Barclays have bought over Egg cards, so it's now a Barclay card. They are still paying the 1% cash back, so that's 1% cash back on everything. But I thought, oh, this is not really great. Can I not get a bit more cash back on my spending? So I did a little bit of research, and The best cashback card I could see that wasn't just for a few months when you open it was the Aqua Reward credit card. Now, it's quite strange because the Aqua Reward credit card is actually mainly pushed as a credit card that's good for rebuilding your credit. And I actually came up on this credit card when I was doing research into how to build up your credit again. So it's interesting that a card that is mainly designed for those with poor credit history or no credit history is offering good cash back. Now, I decided that I would apply for it because 3% cash back sounds quite alluring. Again, there is a catch. It's up to £100 maximum a year. So once you spend up to 3,333, you're up to your maximum. So you need to switch to another card then. However, I thought with that plus the Barclay card, it did sound like worth doing. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the podcast, stressing that you must pay off the full balance if you're looking at cashback cards. It's even more important with this Aqua Reward credit card because it's designed for people with poor or no credit history. The interest rate's really high. It's the minimum interest rate is a whopping 34.9%, whereas on the Halifax Clarity card, the interest rate's about about 17%, something a lot lower anyway. So this makes it really crucial you only go for this if you can't get any other credit card and you do need to build up your credit score and you're going to pay it off in full every month, even if it's just a tiny amount. Or like me, you pay off the full balance monthly, so you will benefit from the 3% cash back. So I've applied for the card. I got the paperwork to sign yesterday, so I'll be starting to use it soon. Now, one of our sons did comment, "How can you be bothered with this, Mum?" When I was explaining to him when I got to £300 on the Halifax Clarity card spending that I then had to switch to another card. And I said, "Well, it does make me a bit of money back. It's not that much hassle once you get in the swing of it. But it sounds like I've just made it even more complicated for myself now because I'll have this Aqua card that I don't want to spend more than 3,333 on. So I'll have to switch to another card, but then will I be able to get up to my £300 a month in order to get the 1.67% cash back on the Halifax Clarity card? Or if I miss the 300, I'll get nothing. Am I better just ditching the Halifax card from the cash back perspective and just sticking to the Barclay card, where at least I know I'll get 1% back on all my purchases?" So it's really up to you. I mean, if you're thinking like our son, "Oh, how can she be bothered with this to get, a few £100 back a year?" It is a bit of time, it's a bit of effort, but it's great to have a credit card because it does give you more protection when you buy things under this credit card protection. If you spend more than £100, then the retailer is jointly responsible if something goes wrong. So it's good to use a credit card from that point of view. You can get up to 50 days of interest-free credit. As I say, I'm only buying things that I would buy anyway. I'm not tempted to spend extra because I have a credit card. So for me, it is worth a bit of effort to get maybe a couple of £100 of cash back in a year. Now, another card I did look at was the Santander 321 credit card because, again, I was tempted by the 3% cash back. However, I wasn't keen on it. Basically, you have to pay £24 a month. A year annual fee, unless you have a Santander 123 current account. So I was looking at it just with having to pay the fee because I'm happy with my Halifax Reward current account. So the 3% cashback is only paid on petrol and diesel purchases, and there's a slightly worrying sentence in the terms and conditions where it mentions that some petrol station purchases may be classified as supermarket. This is very bad news because then you would only get the 1% cashback on it. So, as I say, 3% cash back on fuel, not guaranteed if it's classified as a supermarket. 2% cash back on department stores where I don't spend a lot. 1% on not all supermarkets, not the just not I noticed Aldi wasn't on the list. And 0% cash back on anything else, eating out, travel, whatever. So I just think it's too complicated, and you couldn't be sure even that you'd get this 3% cash back. So I decided not to bother going for it. I thought it's complicated enough already. There is a very good slider tool on the Santander site where you can put in your monthly spending for the various types, categories to see how much it comes out with, but then that still doesn't cover it if you don't get the 3%, some places where you fill up your car. So your head's probably spinning now from listening to this. But as I say, if you can be bothered to faff around a bit, keep an eye on your cash back and apply for a new card every so often when something comes out, and you pay back your full balance every month, then why not get a bit of cash back? Is it money for nothing? Not quite nothing, because you'd have to make a wee bit of effort thinking which card to use, but I think it's worth doing. Whether you agree or not, I'm interested to hear. You can come to the site, helpmetosave.com, and leave your opinion. Also, you could recommend any other good cashback credit cards in the UK that you've used. Thanks very much for listening, and do join us again soon. You can subscribe to the My Money podcast from helpmetosave.com on iTunes. And if you come to the site, you can subscribe to our free monthly newsletter with more money saving tips. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.